This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. When the White House rolled out its media strategy for a report on climate change last month, among its targets were television weathercasters. TV meteorologists are prone to goofy props, trading jovial barbs with anchors, and reporting in slickers during driving storms. Still, they are consulted and followed as trustworthy soothsayers. New York University education professor Jonathan Zimmerman wrote an op-ed proposing that they sober up and start talking about climate change. And he's on the line with more. Jonathan Zimmerman, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Good to be here. Thanks for having me.
First, a little history on the weathercaster that you dug up on American television. Who were the earliest weathermen? And they pretty much were men then.
Yeah, the earliest weathermen were largely veterans of World War II, which makes sense if you think about two things. First of all, during the war, weathercasting was extremely important, right? You weren't going to invade Normandy or Okinawa unless you knew you were going to have the right kind of day. Secondly, it's in the late 1940s that television starts to become ubiquitous. So it does make sense that in the late 40s, the first people, like you said, men, who gave the weather on TV were mostly veterans of the Second World War.
And then in the mid-50s, a boom in stations across the country and a surge of competition. Now, how did this affect weather reporting and how has it fared since?
Well, what happened was in 1948, the FCC, the Federal Communications Commission, put a freeze on the station licensing and lifted it 4 years later. And so by that time, there are millions of more televisions. And what happens is there's a kind of feeding frenzy where cities that formerly only had one station could have two, three, or even four. So they're all competing with each other. And one way they do that is by, well, making the weather entertaining. Spicing up the weather reports. So you had weather given by puppets, and you had weather given in rhyme. And we shouldn't forget about the so-called weather girls. That was another gimmick, is you'd get a nice-looking younger woman in form-fitting clothing, and she would be a weather girl. So Raquel Welch, who you might remember as a kind of sex symbol from the 60s and 70s, she actually got her start as Raquel Tejeda. Who was she? She was the sun-up weather girl in San Diego. Obviously not a meteorologist, but somebody that the stations were using to try to get more eyeballs for their weather reports.
Weathercasters now present more professionally. You know, we get Doppler radar forecasts, elaborate storm center graphics. So what, Jonathan Zimmerman, is your complaint about today's TV weathercasters?
Well, my complaint is less with the weathercasters than with the culture of weathercasting. That is the format that we use. I think especially since the 1970s and the introduction of the so-called news team, the weathercasters have been cast as, well, jokesters. It's not coincidental that David Letterman got his start as a weatherman. So have several other comics and TV personalities. And the weather people are supposed to be these kind of jocular figures, very silly, who engage in a lot of idle banter. And the problem with that is, thanks to global climate change, weather has become a hugely serious matter. And so I would argue that the culture of weather reporting is inconsistent with, well, the science of weather.
Does one have to be a trained meteorologist to forecast the weather as a weathercaster?
You don't, but I should say that increasingly they are. You know, the American Meteorological Society gives a certificate to weathercasters who show, a certain kind of knowledge and background, and most of them haven't, as opposed to weathercasters in the past.
Does that society have an official policy on climate change?
Well, the society has made an official statement on climate change, which is that it has been changing, especially over the past 50 years, quite starkly, and that human activity is responsible for it. So the AMS, the Meteorological Society, is absolutely crystal clear on those facts, which, by the way, are facts shared by almost every credible scientist who studies this matter.
So given that the job of today's weathercasters is to kind of, you know, liven things up, would a stern warning about climate change actually be effective?
Well, you know, I don't know. I mean, I should tell you that there are some weathercasters who, especially during times of so-called weather crisis like hurricanes, have made reference to this. But I think the answer to your question is that, again, it would require a change in the way that we think about weather journalism. This isn't funny. I mean, there's, you know, it's a hugely serious matter. Would it take some time for viewers to adjust? I think that it would, but I think the time to start that change is now.
Well, Jonathan Zimmerman, I'm trying to imagine what this would sound like. So you get your, you know, there's a tornado coming, and there have been an increase in tornadoes because the planet is warming. I mean, how does an improved, more sober weathercast sound to you?
Well, I think it sounds very different from what we hear. And I think that's precisely why we're going to need a kind of culture shift in how we think about the presentation of these issues. I should tell you, in the early 2000s, when some weathercasters started to discuss this subject, news directors often shot them down and said, listen, people want happy news from the weathercaster. Even if it's going to be rain tomorrow, they want you to present it in a happy idiom. Look, I'm not suggesting that every single night we have to have, you know, a new report about human-made climate change. But I do think that people need to think about the connections between what they're feeling and witnessing and the science of climate change. Indeed, that was President Obama's point when he met with the weathercasters. He said, you know, we know things are happening right now affecting all of our lives because of human-made climate change. And it does seem that the person who's charged with presenting the weather should have a role, not the only role, in reminding us of that.
Well, Jonathan Zimmerman, thank you for your time.
Thank you. It was fun.
Jonathan Zimmerman, professor of history and education at NYU. His book on the global history of sex education will be published next spring, but we found his op-ed proposing that TV meteorologists get serious about climate change in the Baltimore Sun. You can find a link to read it for yourself at wordofmouthradio.org.
Fall again. Shiver in my bones just thinking.
All right, Philadelphia. Yes, it's cold, and I'm AccuWeather.com's meteorologist Jim Kosick, and I want no part of this stinking air mass, to be honest with you. I love the warmth. I'm a day person.
Shivering.